Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned today. During the first hour, we'll be talking to Julie and Charles Mayfield about their new book, Paleo Comfort Food. Boy, that sounds counterintuitive. Many of you think that eating paleo means going without what is considered traditionally comfort food. We're going to be examining that during the first hour. During the second hour, we're going to be talking to Anne Louise Gittleman about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, exposure to RF radiation and cell phones. Obviously, we've done so many different shows about RF and the potential dangers. She's written a book called Zapped: Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. And one of them does not include wearing an aluminum hat around the house. So stay tuned for that one. Just want to remind everybody that we have a new sponsor, Atomic Tabs. This is a chewable energy product. No more sugar, no more shots, no more little bottles to carry around. They taste like sweet tarts. They're about the size of a Tums. And you can get a free sample, a free package. They're 6 to a package, free sample of Atomic Tabs by going to AtomicTabs.com and being one of the first 10,000 people to sign up for their mail list. And you'll automatically get a free sample of AtomicTabs.com. So check them out. Show them some love. Okay. We have Julie and Charles Mayfield on with us this hour talking about their book, Paleo Comfort Food. When you guys first wrote this book, was it because you felt that paleo approaches to nutrition were boring? Who wants to answer that one?
I'll go ahead and start Charles is the kind of person that can eat the same thing every day and twice on Sundays, and that works for him. Me, not so much. I need a lot of variety. The origin of this book really stemmed from our dear friend Rob Wolf and his wife Nikki. Essentially, Rob saying, hey, you know what, I've got this other book that just came out. I'm too busy to write a cookbook, and you guys write it. Yeah. When Rob and Nikki come to Atlanta here, we typically like to hang out with them and make them some meals, and we have a reputation for making some fiery curry, so our variation of a Thai curry, but a country curry spin on it.
Really?
And Rob and Nikki just said, hey, you guys should really write the cookbook that we just don't really have the time to write.
You know, it's funny. I wonder if it's a guy thing, Charles, because I can eat the same, and I've done it for years. You know, my breakfast could always be the same. My lunch can always be the same as the day before. You know, I have certain meals that I will eat day in and day out. Love them every time I eat them, and don't feel like I'm deprived. Do you think it's a guy thing, Charles?
I do. I think maybe we require variety in maybe different aspects of our life. I don't know. For me, it's convenience
Food is fuel. Food is fuel sometimes.
Food is fuel. That is correct.
There you go. So, Julie, I really do think that most people, when they, especially if you listen to any of the mainstream messages that are really trying to make the paleo style of nutrition, or what I like to call, frankly, I don't like the paleo name, just for the record. I like to call it ancestral diets. But people, the mainstream media always tries to make it sound like, all we do is eat six things and that's it. And if you want comfort food, you're not going to get it in the paleo style of eating. But that's just not true, is it?
No, not at all. I like to counter certain arguments with, you know, this is just eating real foods. That's plain and simple. It's get some meat, get some veg in there, get some fruit, use some nuts, some seeds, and find some creative ways to make these dishes where you're not dumping in the ingredients where you can't pronounce something that's on a package or on a label. So, you know, the cover of our book is fried chicken. fried chicken's typically dipped in buttermilk. It then has either cornmeal or regular white flour, wheat flour. And we just use some almond flour and coconut flour to make it, cook it up in some coconut oil. There you go. You don't have the inflammation issues for people who struggle with a lot of the intestinal woes that flour can cause to folks. And it's hard to argue with real food, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, part of what I just realized when you said it, I thought, you mean they have coconut flour and almond flour? I think part of this is an education about resourcing, or I mean sourcing ingredients, isn't it?
It's absolutely that, Carl, and it, one of the things I really took away from the movie Food Inc. If I'm assuming you've seen it,
yes.
But the idea that every time you scan something through at the grocery store, you're in essence casting a vote. I can assure you that 10 years ago, almond flour did not exist as a on the shelf ingredient in hardly any supermarket stores.
Right.
And today, Julie and I can walk down to, you know, our local grocery store, not a farmer's market or not some specialty store, and for the most part, we can find almond flour. Now, we'd be hard-pressed to find coconut flour, but you know what? That day is coming because people are going to demand those types of things. I tell you, the other thing that you said that really resonates with me is the idea of ancestral eating, because there are those that are going to listen, that are going to hear what Julie just said, saying eat real foods, and they're going to say, well, isn't corn meal or wheat flour a real food? And by today's standards, and I would say by the corporate world standards, it is. But if you look at it, to your point, from an ancestral standpoint, it is absolutely not something that we ate.
Oh, of course not.
So.
And, you know, and the other thing that we have to look for, we've done quite a few shows anthropologically about ancestral diets and paleo diets and so on. And, you know, really, you got to pick your time, too. Are we talking about 2.5 million years ago? Are we talking about 750,000 years ago? Are we talking about, you know, between 4 and 7 million years ago? Because the human has evolved diet-wise. Because of the availability, but also the brain has driven us to become more efficient at what we eat, so that the body could run more efficiently and give more support and more of the energy consumption devoted to the brain. So we really have to pick our time zone. When I talk about ancestral diets, I'm not talking about my grandparents, because they were already part of this experiment, unfortunately. I'm talking about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 800 years ago, and look at the region of the world that your genetics evolved under, and look at what was naturally available and what was the foods of choice back then, and start to gravitate to those foods. And quite often you'll find out that things like breads, grains, they were designed for periods of time where it was difficult to feed people. It wasn't the go-to food. It was, well, we need to find something that's a good substitute that will keep people alive while we try to come out of this difficult period. Hey, you know what? We can grow and process grain, and people can survive. Well, listen, people can survive eating wood, too. There's people who have been lost in the wilderness that eat, you know, nuts and stuff. They survive, but they're not going to thrive on it. So I like this whole notion of ancestral diets, and look, taking the polymorphisms, if you will, and the unique aspects of where your heritage comes from, and twisting that into your diet. What would you say about that, Julie?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head, and I think, you know, even looking at the last 100 years, so taking things a step further, that it wasn't so much, okay, it's hard to come by food. It's, well, we're busy and we need food quicker and faster and in, you know, much larger quantity now that, you know, the United States and the world has this population that it has. So also enter fast food companies, enter all sorts of manufacturing plants, enter centralized animal feedlots, all of these things that said, okay, we can increase our food production, we can make it relatively inexpensive, and we can provide it to thousands and thousands and truly billions of people in this relatively cheap way. The problem with that, of course, is that we say, okay, maybe from a dollar perspective of what it costs for a Happy Meal might be one thing, but then the long-term health effects, you're talking a pretty high sticker price in the long term.
And that's the problem. People don't realize the deferred value of eating truly. And I catch myself. The words healthy, the words natural, they mean nothing today. These are ubiquitous terms that have been hijacked. When you see, you look at a box and it says all natural, what should happen is your antenna should go up and you should go, I've got to really read this label closely, because companies put the word natural on the front, kind of like tongue in cheek, they're wink, wink. Ah, don't worry. You can eat this. It's all natural. That should be a red flag that you better read the label, because guess what? Cellulose is all natural. It occurs in nature. But should you be eating wood? I don't think so. I have a feeling that humans weren't designed to eat wood. What's that?
So is crude oil.
Yeah, there you go. And I don't want to eat crude oil either. All right, listen, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. The book is called Paleo Comfort Food. It's available at Amazon.com. It's a fantastic book. I'll tell you why it's important that you buy this book. Because those of us who understand the value of nutrition and its influence on the etiology of chronic disease, we get pigeonholed sometimes. We want to prepare a meal for gatherings. We want people to come over, and we don't want them to say, oh, God, you guys eat so bland, or you eat so boring, or, oh, you're zealots, you're food Nazis. You can prepare fantastic meals that people consider comfort food. And at the same time, bringing them into the fold of understanding the importance that nutrition plays in health, longevity, and disease. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase
increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Charles and Julie Mayfield about their new book, Paleo Comfort Food. You know, it really is, again, this is really an important contribution, because in the past, paleo nutrition has just been very Spartan, if you will, as the style of cooking. You know, vegetables, a little bit of fruit, plenty of high-quality animal proteins. But it's never been about tasting good, let's face it. And that's what scares a lot of people away from paleo nutrition. That's why people like The Wizard of Oz, when he talks about paleo nutrition or prehistoric diets, he always positions them at the end as, well, you know, it's good for you, but can you really live on it? That's what we're actually doing a show next week, Rob Wolf and I, talking about his recent assertions that you can't live on the what we call the ancestral diet, because it's just too restrictive. You know what I mean, Julie?
Absolutely, and I'm sure you and Rob will have a fascinating conversation, because if it's not possible, well, then I think Rob probably shouldn't be living or alive today. We shouldn't be alive today, because we've been doing this for the better part of 3 years and showing that, yeah, it is sustainable and it is something that you can do. You don't become bored of it. Last night, Charles and I taught a Thanksgiving paleo cooking class. So how do you make gravy for your Thanksgiving dinner but not have it thickened with regular white flour? How do you make a stuffing that doesn't rely on breadcrumbs? How do you make some of these things so that when you're asked to make Thanksgiving dinner for the family, you're not saying, oh, we're just going to have turkey and some steamed broccoli and have at it. That's what you got. We did all the side dishes, even a dessert that was an apple crisp. And you know what? You leave feeling not bloated, not gassy, not all of those other negative health effects that sometimes you do feel after the very processed food-laden, carb-heavy Thanksgiving dinner. So, again, you know, I think this is something where you got to figure out what works for you. Paleo works in our life. It works in a lot of our clients' life. We run a CrossFit gym here in Atlanta. It works for many. I can't say it works for all. There are some people who will say, I just can't commit to this. And you know what? That's their choice.
But you see, the ones that say they can't commit to it quite often, they can't commit to it because, number one, they feel like they're going to be deprived. This is my experience with when we talk about ancestral diets with quote unquote non-believers. You know, guys like Charles and I, and many of the men in the audience probably, who look at food as fuel. I remember a period of time when I lost my first 100 pounds that I said, if cardboard was the nutrition that would help me get to my goal, which is to be healthier, I was going to eat cardboard. I divorced myself from flavor. But a lot of people just can't do that. And a lot of people just aren't willing to do it. Just the idea of going without my favorite this or my favorite that, especially when people talk about comfort foods. That is exactly, well, I need my comfort foods. Well, guess what? If you don't feel deprived and at the same time you're eating food that's going to keep you alive. Hey, I just rhymed. What's better than that? Nothing's better. Charles, I have to ask you. I know that you, like I, we can eat the same thing day in and day out. But truthfully, when you eat a meal that's prepared this way, prepared with some emphasis on flavor and taste, isn't it that much more enjoyable?
It's that much more enjoyable, and I'll add another component to that, and that is the idea of kind of the trifecta of food. It's or I guess maybe the other component, which is it's good for you. You know, Julie and I actually met out of kind of a charitable initiative. We had some friends that were going through a difficult battle with cancer, and we started making meals for them. Now, this was before our paleo adventure began, but I guess the point here is, you know, whether you're celebrating or mourning or just trying to do a good thing for someone, food is an integral fabric of just about every aspect of our life now,
yeah.
Which is to say it's no longer, for many of us, and to some degree including myself, it's no longer just about fuel. And so when you add the component of not only is this taste really good, but it's also, you know, from me, the person preparing it and bringing it and serving it to you, I also know that it's extremely good for you.
Yeah.
That just adds another layer of satisfaction.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
So.
Julie, where do you get coconut flour if it's not readily available?
We're fortunate enough here in Atlanta that we do have a Whole Foods, and they stock coconut flour, coconut flakes, all of those things pretty readily. There are also, the magic of the internet, you can get a whole heck of a lot of things online, which is fantastic. So I know Tropical Traditions is one company that sells a lot of coconut-based products. Go to Amazon, type in coconut flour, boom, there you go.
You know, you invoke the name Whole Foods. I have a love-hate relationship with Whole Foods. Because while they do give access to a lot of the things that I look for and I need, I also know that they have now joined forces with Monsanto to help promote genetically modified produce. They've taken a new position that they're not opposed to GMO. I have to believe that anybody who is interested in a ancestral diet, it's not just eating the types of foods that our ancestors ate, but how as closely mimicking the quality of the food that our ancestors ate. Grass-fed beefs, you know, humanely raised swine, humanely raised chickens with natural diets that peck and eat worms and everything else aside from just, you know, this vegetarian diet that is being promoted. And obviously what goes hand in hand with that is no Frankenfood, no genetically modified organisms that our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents didn't have available. And this is why they thrived, and there was no chronic disease back then. Do you talk about that, about sourcing in the book when you talk about recipes, or do you feel that that will end up scaring some people away? Do you have to, like, well, first we have to teach them how to eat before we teach them what to eat?
We don't talk about it. We talk about it with regards to if you can get grass-fed or if you can get wild-caught, that's preferred. And part of that is because, you'll get those people that get so spun up on, well, I can't find grass-fed beef, so I'm going to have a bagel instead. So that's part of it. And then the other aspect of it is if the worst thing you put in your body, in terms of the ancestral diet or the paleo diet, if the worst thing that goes in your body is non-grass-fed beef, that's a pretty big milestone
for most
people.
Of
a, you know, a catastrophic change to how you eat.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree. I have to agree. Now, just looking through the table of contents of the book, you've got a variety of different soups and salads. You have side dishes, main dishes, sauces, and so on and so forth. I have to believe that the hardest one to really adhere to a true ancestral paleo style of eating was desserts. Is that true, Julie, or were the desserts just as easy as everything else?
So it's interesting you bring that up. Desserts are one of those things where sugar is sugar is sugar, so it doesn't matter if it comes from honey, if it comes from fruit, or if it's your sugar in the raw packets or an artificial sweetener. It's still sugar. It's still something sweet. And especially if you're the type of person who's been conditioned where every day after dinner you need something sweet, That's something going on in your brain. So you had mentioned this earlier in the interview talking about, you know, our brain's response to certain things. And a big part of paleo is kind of getting out of that routine. Again, we've been marketed to pretty heavily. You go to a restaurant any day of the week, except for maybe some fast food joints, and they're going to plate you your lunch, you're going to eat it, or your dinner, and they're going to say, well, do you want to look at the dessert menu, right?
Yes.
So part of this was, you know, we didn't want to devote a huge section to desserts because for us, they're once in a while. They're a treat every now and then. I think we've got 12 desserts in the book, so it's 12 of 139 recipes, where we wanted people so that when you're told, hey, Carl, come over for supper, why don't you bring a dessert, that you're given some options of something that you can bring and share with the masses.
Right.
But, hey, for you personally, if you've been eating paleo, it's not going to upset your stomach and spin you off into a sugar coma. There's a little added sweetener in some. Some have honey. Some rely on the natural sweetness of fruits to provide that sweetness. But again, for us, it really wasn't that hard because it takes some really good ingredients, takes some really awesome dark chocolate, and make this flourless chocolate cake. You don't need to add anything to that for the most part.
That except sounds
for
really
some
good.
Butter and eggs.
Yeah, that sounds really, really good. You know, I guess I feel that when I go out to a restaurant, I look for dessert. I don't necessarily look for it when I'm at home, but I feel like it's part of the event, if you will. But I'm with you. I can go without anything really, really sweet. I don't feel like I'm depriving myself, but it is part of the event. And then obviously a book like this would be used by folks, not just on their day-to-day cooking, but when they entertain or, like you said, when they're being asked to bring a dish. And I think that they should use these dishes and then not immediately, but while your guests are eating the food and it's so quiet at the table because everything tastes so good, then mention to them, did you know that you're eating, you know, however you want to say it, a paleo meal? Well, what's a paleo meal? And you can get into it with them because it's almost like indoctrinating somebody into a religion. You got to make sure it feels good to them before you tell them what they're doing. You know what I mean? But I think that a book like this can actually be a tool to help enlist more people. And what'll happen is it's not like we're tricking anybody. But as we enlist more people and they notice that, you know, I've been eating that way and I'm losing weight. I'm not even trying it. And you know what else? I have a great sense of well-being all the time. And I went to my doctor the other day, said my blood pressure is down. And all of a sudden they'll put two and two together. They go, wow, it's the way I've been eating. You know, Dr. Andrew Weil, who I agree with and disagree with at different times, depending on his stances, recently said that, that depression didn't exist 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago. It did not exist. I mean, people became sad at the loss of a spouse, a tragedy, normal emotions. You have to be sad. It's part of taking inventory, and sadness is pain, and pain provokes growth. But this notion of being depressed day in and day out where you need drugs is relatively new. And there are several good studies out there that show that diets high in omega-6s and low in omega-3s promote this type of sadness because it changes brain function. So paleo nutrition is really critical. I've been watching the debates lately, and I can't believe that anyone is talking about health care without discussing the food that people eat in this country. And I've said this on the show 1,000 times. Talking about repairing our health care system without talking about the food that we eat, which causes the disease, is like your house being on fire and burning down and me running in and saying, you know, we should paint the walls blue. And you'd be like, what? Are you stupid? The house is burning down. This is no time to be painting. And you'd be right. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking today with Julie and Charles Mayfield about their book, Paleo Comfort Food. This is a great book. It's loaded with great recipes that will not only make you look good in front of your friends and you'll enjoy the meals, but help to bring more people into the fold. And we have to do this. Don't think that you're doing it for yourself. The more people who eat this way, the healthier they are. The healthier they are, the less burden on the rest of us to pick them up and carry them financially for the rest of their lives. Go to Look at that. The spot's running. Who did that? All right, I'll shut up.
Go ahead. Small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to Superhuman Radio. .com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
What I was saying when I cut myself off. Boy, I gave myself the hook, guys. How do you like that one? What I was trying to say was that, you know, helping people learn how to eat actually benefits us indirectly, because those of us who are healthy are going to end up carrying all the sick people by 2030 when 50% of the population is obese, diabetic. It's a very, very sad situation. Let's talk about a couple of the recipes. There's a couple recipes that people can read about if they go to Amazon.com, where the book is available. Let's talk about, first of all, the shrimp, pickled shrimp recipe. This really looks good. Tell me about it.
It's interesting. You start talking about paleo, and people automatically think the pickled shrimp recipe was a paleo recipe before paleo comfort foods ever even came around.
Right.
Because it's just shrimp, and, you know, there's a little various spices and things of that nature. But that recipe, my mom has made that recipe for just about every big gathering I can imagine forever.
And, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and so she hails from Mobile, Alabama, and we talk about this a little bit in the book. But yeah, she brought all the fun awesome, tasty recipes from the Gulf Coast to East Tennessee when my parents moved up there, and this is one I just, for me, it was a personal, it was a comforting recipe because I knew every time she made it, I was going to have a hard time not eating every single shrimp in the bowl. So,
did she ever tell you its origin?
It's in terms of its origin to her, I believe it was originally published in the Mobile. What do they call it? League, women's league.
Okay. Yeah.
They do these cookbooks to raise money for various causes, and the cookbook was done by that Mobile Women's League years ago, predated my mom's birth, I believe. But
okay.
That's where it came from in terms of her getting her.
Now, it looks very simple to make, too.
Yep.
And people can get a copy of if you go to the Amazon.com and you search for Paleo Comfort Food, there's a few good recipes up there. Julie, tell me about I love meatballs, being Italian. And I actually, I don't think meatballs I think meatballs in general are a paleo food, especially the way my mother made them. Which she used a couple different types. She generally used beef and veal, or sometimes beef, veal, and pork, and then added pieces of garlic and a couple eggs to hold it all together. But then somewhere along the line, and I have a suspicion that this occurred when money was tight back in the Depression, they started putting breadcrumbs and such in the meatballs because meat was expensive, and when you want to make something cheaper, you cut it. You add something that is less expensive to take up some of the volume. But talk about the sheepishly, what is it called? Sheepishly tasty meatballs?
Sheepishly good meatballs,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So you're exactly right, Carl, in that you do have to be careful. So if you're somebody who is pretty sensitive to gluten or choosing just not to eat gluten, if you're at a friend's party and you see meatballs on the buffet table, a lot of times, especially if they were bought prepackaged, there are going to be breadcrumbs for the point you illustrated perfectly just then. Same thing with crab cakes. Crab is, especially lump blue crab meat, is really expensive. So if a restaurant's looking to cut some corners or stretch the work of that crab, they're going to add some breadcrumbs to it. In our book, of course, we don't add breadcrumbs to our meatballs. This was one, again, that Charles actually had come up with this, the taste of those tomatoes. So his family, as well as we, do a lot of canning of tomatoes so that we've got our own homegrown produce right there available to us year-round via can or in the garden during the summertime, but made this awesome tomato sauce to go over these meatballs. Lamb, some people aren't big fans of lamb.
I was just going to say that.
I really love the flavor.
Do you?
But
yeah.
The other thing, you know, we mention in the book with a recipe like this and so many others is, hey, if you don't like lamb, use any ground meat. If you don't like this ingredient, hey, try it with this. Giving people some license to go and make these recipes their own. There's so many times that people feel you have to follow a recipe exactly as it's written.
Right.
While sometimes in baking that might come to bite you in the rear end, with cooking in general, you've got all sorts of leeway to get all sorts of creative. And we love nothing more than hearing when people take a recipe like these lamb meatballs and saying, hey, I did it with ground pork and I added this and did this and they were awesome.
They look so good, these meatballs. I'm looking at the picture of them right now. I mean, it just, again, like you were talking about, Charles, you know, you look at images from, and they spark memories of your childhood. I remember my mother would make the meatballs before she put them in the tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she'd cook them, and my father and I would try to steal a couple, and she'd get so angry, and she'd hit me with the wooden spoon and chase me around the kitchen because I'd take the meatballs out of the frying pan, and she only had so many to go around, and she didn't want us to eat them all before they went into the sauce. I mean, just looking at this browned meat, it just brings back such great memories, and that's what we talk about. We talk about comfort food. It's comfort food is basically something that the flavor, the smell, and the look is familiar. And it sparks a memory of being a child, a warmer time, a happier time, or some event that you haven't thought about. And that takes a little work with the food. You just can't sear it, throw it on a plate, and look at it and go, oh, yeah, I remember my mother used to. No, your mom didn't make food that looked like that. Your mom usually made food that had some presentation quality to it. And that's what triggers comfort food. Now, for those who like fish, you have a spicy salmon
salad, or dip. Can you talk about that one? Who wants to talk about that one?
Go for it.
I'll take that one. So back in my days of living in Los Angeles, I was privileged enough to work with a group called Simple Gourmet. They're a catering group, started with one woman out of her home. And we used to always make this at parties that they would put on. So it was a spicy shrimp dip that was typically served on crackers. But it was one of those things where, think spicy tuna at a sushi joint, now make it with shrimp instead.
Right.
Now make it with salmon. And the salmon is just so great in that, you know, especially at parties, a lot of people love salmon. Shrimp, sometimes there might be some shellfish allergies.
Yes.
I usually hear more about shellfish allergies before I hear of salmon allergies. But so having something like that available, we've served this just as a salad, so served over mixed greens as dinner for ourselves. We serve it on cucumber rounds. We've served it in endive, so many different ways, and it's usually one of those ones where it's got just enough kick to wake you up a little bit from some of the red chili paste that's in there.
Right.
But it's, by all means, one of my favorites.
And again, you're still, and you know, and this is a problem that I have. I don't know if anybody else does this, the listeners or you guys, but I it's really important for me to eat the way I know is healthy for me, that I know that is going to increase my longevity and stave off disease. But sometimes I know that I'm not eating that way, and I actually become a little anxious about it. You know, I obsess about it. I think, oh, you know, I probably shouldn't be eating this right now. Because sometimes I diverge because I want something that has a certain taste to it. The nice thing about these recipes is you, and I know this has been an overused term in life, but these are kind of like guilt-free recipes. You can make this and you can feel good about enjoying it because these foods are going to promote health. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful book. If you go to Amazon.com to check it out, you can get some of these fantastic recipes right there and try them out. Now, there's a total of 139 recipes in the book. And you guys have been very generous. Most of these cookbooks that put up, they put one, maybe two recipes up there for people to try. And they figure, well, you know, that's enough. If we give you any more, you don't need to buy the book. But the reality is, these recipes on Amazon.com alone, just for going there and checking out the book, is worth the time that you'd put in. And it's fantastic. These are very, very good dishes. And again, they adhere to the way we should be eating. And before we go into this last commercial break, really, when we talk about eating paleo, we're just talking about staying away from grains predominantly, aren't we?
Grains, beans, and to some degree, a little bit of dairy. And again, it kind of depends on your goal. I mean, is your goal to be, you know, maximum performance? Are you trying to do a muscle gain? I mean, for anyone that's trying to be lean, dairy can be counterproductive. For someone that's trying to put on an extra 10 or 15 pounds of muscle, they might want to add in a little dairy. But as a general rule of thumb, you want to stay clear of grains and for the most part, legumes. And then dairy is kind of an iffy, depending on your individual goals.
I know. Good. I'm sorry, Julie.
I was just going to say, in our book, it is 100% gluten-free, so there are no grains, no glutens whatsoever. The only beans we include would be two recipes that utilize green beans, and then in terms of dairy, we use a little bit of grass-fed butter in there, but we're not, in terms of what we've utilized in our book, those being the big things that we've kind of veered away from.
You know, it's funny. Dairy is one of those things where the paleo nutrition groups kind of separate. You know, guys like Dr. Lauren Cordain, you know, he's staunch. Dairy is no good. It causes cataracts. It's no good for you. No one should be eating dairy. The reality is that if we look at prehistoric times, you're probably right. They weren't milking animals. But if we look at ancestral diets, 6, 7, 8, 1,000 years ago, yes, they were milking animals. And that seems to be a divide. I happen to be a seasonal proponent of raw unpasteurized dairy because I don't believe that 100 years ago we had dairy year round. I know that for a fact in colder climates, when cows are faced with very, very cold, snowy days, they just produce enough milk for calves. They don't produce it any more than that because it takes a lot of body energy to do that. And so I try to observe the seasonality that we don't have any longer.
to try to stay closer to an ancestral diet. I feel like, look, if you don't want milk, fine. If you do want milk, fine. If you're going to want milk, it absolutely should be unpasteurized, from grass-fed, hormone-free cows, so that it at least emulates the milk that your ancestors 100 years ago were faced with. So, all right, look, we're going to take our last commercial break. This is an amazing book. Everybody needs to go check it out. Go to Amazon.com and search for Paleo Comfort Foods. We're going to talk about a couple more recipes when we come back. And then later in the show, we're going to be talking about the book Zapped. This is going to be a good interview with Ann Louise Gittleman. We'll be right back. Time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com. Be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com. Today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we'll be talking about the new book, Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock. I know a lot of people who actually use their cell phones, leave them on at their bedside, that thing is radiating into your brain all night. You don't sleep well. There's so much evidence about this. There's research that proves it. There's a lot of other issues with RF. We're going to be talking about some tricks to help you avoid it. Right now, we're talking with Julie and Charles Mayfield about their book, Paleo Comfort Food. You mentioned Maryland crab cakes a little while ago, Julie. One of my favorites, when I used to travel on business a lot, there was a restaurant in Baltimore that I used to go to called O'Brikey's, and they had real lump Maryland crab cakes. It was nothing but lumps of crab meat held together with egg whites, and that was it. I love those. They're fantastic. You have a Maryland crab cake recipe over on Amazon.com where people can see the book. Isn't that right?
That's true.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'm a Northeast girl myself. I grew up outside Philadelphia. So, of course, you got to say Baltimore, drop the extra syllable in there.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, on the East Coast, crab cakes reign supreme, a little bit of Old Bay and some good, some binding agent like the egg whites or whole egg, maybe a little bit of mayonnaise to bind it together.
Mm-hmm.
We love to serve these as appetizers. It's great. You put them all in a cookie sheet and bake them in the oven. That way you don't have the labor-intensive process of pan-frying them. You can also pan-fry them. But for me, I, as much as I love things like crab cakes, sliced up veggies, I'm such a dip girl myself. So serving this with some remoulade sauce, serving it with our spicy chipotle dipping sauce, something like that, just amps it up that much more and makes it so it disappears that much more quickly.
Now, the other recipe that's over here that has really got my mouth watering, because I haven't had a good order of chicken wings in some time now, but you've got a great recipe here for chicken wings that's ideal for having, people over to watch a sporting event. Everybody loves to have chicken wings and dip them in a dip and so on. Who wants to talk about the chicken wing recipe?
I better take this one.
Okay, go ahead. I had a feeling. I had a feeling.
Yeah, well, wings are kind of, we've talked today about, guys, and we can eat the same thing every day. Wings are kind of that guy food,
yeah.
The football food.
Mm.
And I'm as big a fan of wings. Again, from a comfort food standpoint, they're high on my list.
Yeah.
And, the nice thing about this recipe is you can dial it up or down with regards to heat for the wing. Some people like them really spicy, some people don't. But they're just a finger food. They're a cornerstone of finger food, and it's a recipe that's easily doubled or tripled if you've got a whole lot of people coming over, and as long as you got access to an oven, you can pretty much make it happen. But the sauces, and I would say that's probably one of the coolest parts of our book is the sauces section. I know that the chicken wings recipe is not in that section, but a chicken wing boils down to the sauce.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And I would take the chicken wing sauce and put it on chicken breasts or put it on anything.
Right.
But sauces are the spice of life, and quite frankly, Julie is the queen of sauce in our household. She is amazing and can throw stuff together in a lickety split. And so when it comes to stuff like chicken wings, it all boils down to the sauce, and we have a sauces and staples section of our book that is, I would tell everyone to go there and earmark things like chimichurri and earmark things like the remoulade she mentioned for the crab cakes, and then go over and check out the sauce we make for the
Really, Julie, that's what it really comes down to when we talk about comfort food. You take a piece of meat, you braise it, you cook it, however you decide to cook it, it's just a piece of meat. When you put a sauce on it, now you have a meal.
Absolutely. And, serve it with some great side dishes, something like mashed cauliflower. I mean, how many times are mashed potatoes served as basically just something that a protein is sat next to or on top of?
Right.
Doing the same with some mashed cauliflower, or instead of doing regular rice, we shred up cauliflower to make it a rice-like texture. And so now when you're doing a curry, like our country curry, you've got this rice that's made out of cauliflower to soak it all up, or our gumbo or jambalaya or those kinds of things where typically you're going to have a side of rice with it. Why not do something that's even lower carb and even better for you, like the rice cauliflower?
I love that. I didn't know that you could take cauliflower and grate it up to the texture of rice, but it makes perfect sense. Because when you cook cauliflower, like you said, if you, I've had mash, faux mashed potatoes before made out of cauliflower, and you can't tell the difference. In fact, I think it's actually tastier, and lighter than mashed potatoes. Another one of my favorite dishes that Elisa turned me on to, last year that I can't get enough of is spaghetti squash. I love spaghetti squash. I mean, in place of spaghetti or just to have spaghetti squash, it's so good, you know?
And it has that little bit of sweetness and whatnot. I mean, we're kind of flattered by the response the book has gotten, and that, just like you said earlier, Carl, we've had so many people tell us, I showed my parents this book, and just by seeing this book, this got them to commit to eating a paleo lifestyle. Or I showed this to a friend, and instead of saying, oh, I can't do this paleo thing, this, you know, this picture of spaghetti squash got them to say, yeah, okay, I could maybe sub that out, and this might be something I can do. And I think sometimes people just need that jostle of their mind to be thinking, yeah, okay, if I've got this as a substitute for rice, maybe I'm going to be okay eating this way.
You know, it's funny because off the air and on the air, I mean, I'm always talking about how right now the Wizard of Oz is trying so desperately to get people to eat vegan because he believes that the vegan diet is the answer to staving off disease, as many people think. And they're trying to repackage it, and they're trying to rebrand it, they're trying to rename it. This whole movie, Forks Over Knives, is nothing more than the Trojan horse of the vegan diet. Instead of, because so many people have said, I've tried vegan, it doesn't work, I can't do it, I get sickly. There are some people who can live a vegan lifestyle. It takes a lot of work, a real lot of work. My friend Mike Mahler, he does it, but he goes out of his way to get hemp protein and this protein so that he has a wide variety of proteins. He supplements to make sure that he's getting everything. I mean, it takes a lot of work. Well, this book is our stealth approach to getting people to embrace ancestral diets. Buy the book for a relative, a friend this Christmas. Put a sticker on the front and write really great recipes so they don't see the word paleo until they start eating it, and then tear the label off and go, guess what? This is paleo. And they'll be like, oh my God, I could eat like this for the rest of my life. Guess what? If you do, you'll have a rest of your life. I mean, this book really should be under the subheading of healthcare in this country, because getting people to eat this way is going to save lives. And but the problem is that the message out there is telling people, oh, you don't want to eat that way because the food sucks. Well, guess what? It doesn't suck. These recipes are fantastic. Everybody needs to get a copy of this book. And this makes a great Christmas gift as well. It really, really does. The book is on Amazon.com for under $20. It's got 139 fantastic recipes in it. The recipes in it, like the sauces, you can use on things you already cook and you already love. I commend you guys for doing this book. I really, really do. I think it's a very, very important contribution.
Well, thank you, Carl.
All right, listen, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks for having us. It's been a real pleasure, and we really look forward to hearing you and Rob talking about Dr. O.
No. On my show, you're not allowed to refer to him as Doctor. He is the Wizard of Oz.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
Remember,
Wizard of Oz.
You remember the Wizard of Oz when they looked behind the curtain? They went, oh, my God, this guy is a dud. He doesn't know what he's doing. That's Dr. Oz. He gives conflicting messages. One day he says, eat sugar beets because they're loaded with antioxidants. Then literally the next day he has authorities coming on talking about GMO, and they said, well, one of the most genetically modified foods available today is the sugar beet. He never stood up to his audience and said, you know what, scratch what I said yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he constantly contradicts himself every single day. And it's because, and you know why that is? Because health and medicine is not entertaining, and you can't make it entertaining. It's a science. And science quite often is boring, mundane, and serious. And you can spice it up and make people interested, but it can't be entertaining. It's not the Wheel of Fortune. And that's what he tries to do. And I tell you the truth,
he's humiliated himself, and he's got a lot of people making very, very bad decisions that they're going to pay for someday. So he is affectionately called the Wizard of Oz on this show.
Well, we'll look forward to listening to that.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, listen, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks,
Carl.
All right, so there you go. Go to Amazon.com and check out Paleo Comfort Foods. I know I am salivating right now just looking at these pictures. I'm going to have a little snack before this next segment. When we come back, we will have Anne Louise Gittleman on talking about her book, Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, we're talking about a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I've talked about the dangers of RF so many times. We've had authorities on the show talking about how RF is not this, what do you want to call it, ubiquitous thing that occurs and it doesn't affect us. It does affect us. It affects our biology. We're going to be talking with Ann Louise Gittleman. She is the author of the book Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. How you doing, Ann Louise?
How are you doing? I hope you're not zapped today.
No, I'm not zapped. You know what, Ann Louise? I'll tell you about myself. At night before I go to bed, I unplug my cordless phone base station. I unplug my router. My cell phones are off. I try to avoid the RF soup that we live in as much as possible. But as you know, short of living in a home that is covered with some sort of carbon fiber or metal, it's virtually impossible today.
No, I understand. And I sleep actually in an RF tent because I wrote the book Zap, so I know firsthand what these deleterious altered artificial electromagnetic waves are doing to our systems. And it's a very interesting thing because when you tell people, as I have tried to in Zap, that the electromagnetic soup that we're living in may be impacting your biology, they look at you as if saying, my God, does that mean my shoes are killing me? So people are in denial.
I know. They don't want to know it. They don't want to give up their iPhones. They don't want to give up their wireless routers. People don't want to give anything up.
Well, because their lives are so entwined and enmeshed with technology. And so I see this when I travel. I see this when I go out and grab a cup of tea, herbal tea, of course, in Starbucks, because you are being immersed 24/7 in about 100 million times more of these electromagnetic fields than our grandparents were exposed to. And so it's very foolhardy for people to not understand that there is some kind of impact. The rise in cancer, the rise in brain cancer, as a matter of fact, which is the number one cause of death among children, which has overcome leukemia, I believe is directly associated with all of these cell phones that we're now giving to our children.
Yes.
And the use of the cell phone by the mother when she is pregnant.
Yes. And so there's been research that shows that mirror neurons, which are responsible for an infant's ability to look at its mother smiling and then smile back and realize that it is mimicking that motion. The mirror neurons are destroyed in the fetus in the first 4 to 5 months when they are exposed to cellular telephone radiation. That study was produced 4 or 5 years ago from a Scandinavian group, and they linked those mirror neurons to the primary form of autism, the lack of them.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you take a look at the rise of autism, which is what, now 1 in 110 babies, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
Is absolutely skyrocketed over the past 20 years.
Yes.
Much of that can be connected, in addition, my friend, to the great amount of ultrasounds that we now are exposing our pregnant
really?
Women to. How do you like that for
that's,
a showstopper?
That's one I didn't know. That's a showstopper right there.
There we got a showstopper right there. And I'll tell you something. Technology, we can't live without it, but we have to certainly live safely with it, and we've got to be proactive in terms of protecting our children. And that is really what concerns me, because as you and I both know, and I'm hoping your listening audience will appreciate, children absorb radiation 50 times more.
Really?
Than we do, because their skulls are so thin and their brains have not been fully developed. And so it's vitally important that we understand that children, number one, are more vulnerable, and we have to understand, too, that it's very important to restrict cell and cordless phone use during pregnancy.
You know what? And you point out something very, very valid. Cordless telephones are allowed to put out a great more power. And in the same bandwidth, generally 2 gigahertz and above, than a cell phone. When cell phones were first introduced, Motorola understood the dangers of quote unquote microwave. That's why they put that little stubby antenna on an 8-inch mast so it wouldn't radiate into your face. That technology was developed during the trunking radio development. They didn't want that. They knew that that RF wasn't good for you, so they put the trunking radio antennas on an 8 to 9 inch mast, and you had this tiny little antenna on the top so it wouldn't radiate into your face. That same technology was adopted for cellular, for the original Motorola 8000. But then what happened was
Convenience. Who wants to carry around a pocket fisherman? We got to make it smaller and smaller. People don't want to see the antennas. Let's put them inside the phones. Well, now the phones radiate right into your face. So what they did was they restricted the output power to 0.7 watts. Well, guess what? Your cordless phone at home could put out 3 to 4 watts of the same frequency as your cell phone.
Exactly. And it is often the strongest source of this high-frequency radiation in the privacy of your own home. So it's like having a mini cell phone tower right in the privacy of your own home. And for some of us, this can be 100 times more of a health risk than even using the cell phone. So here we are telling everybody, you know, all of these dangers, and it probably is something more than people are willing to accept, certainly not willing to change. But one thing I'm going to tell you, that all of the tests and all of the studies, all of the epidemiological work that has been done, does not consider cordless phones in the study participants. It's all done on the mobile phones. And I think there's a real reason for the omission of these cordless phones, because the Europeans feel that they are certainly 100 times more deleterious than the use of a mobile phone. And they're now warning individuals that cordless phones are far more likely to be the real cause behind the brain tumors than today's mobile phones.
Wow. And so
that's like huge. And you want to know something that bothers me? I have given up on telling everybody not to put that crazy cell phone to their head.
Right.
But what I'm not going to give up, and certainly the studies certainly corroborate this, is that they can all change in the privacy of their own homes. And instead of just going cordless, they should all be getting a retro-corded phone.
Yes.
And use a landline now that we still have some landline phones available.
I agree 100%. I have hardline phones in the studio. I have hardline phones at the house for that reason. And when I do use my cell phone, I finally broke down and got an iPhone. I didn't want to get an iPhone because it is the worst offender of the radiation of all cell phones. But
correct.
I only use my iPhone if I know I have to make a long phone call, a long duration phone call, with the hardwired earbuds, not the Bluetooth. I don't want to put the radiation in my ear.
Correct.
I use the hardwired earbuds, and I put the phone on the seat next to me. I don't want it that close to me.
So that you're not touching it, because I have a strange feeling that wherever, and as a matter of fact, this has been corroborated. We know about the 30% decrease in fertility with men that carry their cell phones in their pockets.
Yes.
But any place you are carrying that phone will irradiate that tissue. We believe that a lot of the hip problems that we're seeing.
Yes.
I dare say, because this affects the mast cells on the skin, that a lot of the melanoma has to do with the fact that everybody is carrying a cell phone on their physical bodies. So this is an epidemic in epic proportion. I think it will make the problems with alcohol, with asbestos, with Agent Orange, as well as tanning beds and HRT absolutely pale in comparison, because those are public health scares, so to speak, that you could remove yourself from. The problem,
right,
as you have so brilliantly illuminated, is that you cannot remove yourself from the 24/7 constant emission of these rays. Whether or not you're deplugging or you're derooting at night, you're getting it from your neighbor, or you're getting it from the neighborhood cell phone tower or the antenna that's being placed on your apartment building.
Yes, absolutely. We have to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, I want to share some personal stories. I actually, early in my career, my first career path was in the land mobile radio business.
Oh my God.
Yes. And so, I want to share some stories. If people think that RF is innocuous and doesn't do anything bad to you, I want to share some stories, personal stories of my experience with RF. The book is called Zapped: Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. It's available at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room,
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines
combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Anne Louise Gittleman. Her book is called Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. This is an important book, and I'll tell you why. We all think that because we can't see it and we think we can't feel it, that it's innocuous and it's not doing anything. Early in my career, when I first moved to Las Vegas, I went to work for a land mobile radio company, and we sold two-way radio equipment to contractors and ready-mix firms and taxicab companies and so on. And we had things called repeaters, and we had things called transmitters, and they were up on top of the hotels in Las Vegas. And one day I was up on top of the Holiday Inn Center Strip, the old Holiday Inn, with a technician named Jack Crowley, and he was putting up a new folded dipole antenna and for a repeater, and I was standing up on the roof holding it. He was down in the equipment room hooking up the cabling, and he was going to hook up the cabling, and then somebody else was bolting it in place. I was holding it, and then once we had it bolted in place, he was going to key the transmitter, which means transmit. This was a 100-watt Amcor transmitter. I'll never forget it. Well, he got confused and thought that we were done installing the antenna, and he plugged the transmitter in, and some transmitters, when you first plug them in, the first thing they do
is they fire up, they transmit. I was holding one of the folded dipoles in my hand because I was using that to steady the antenna as another guy named John was bolting it to a mast on the roof. All of a sudden, unbeknownst to me, I had this strange tingling feeling in my hand. It was odd. It was almost like my hand was falling asleep, but at first it felt cold, and then it felt really, really warm. And it was almost like when I was a kid, my mother had an old Frigidaire, and if I was out playing in the snow and came in barefoot with wet socks on and grabbed the handle, I'd have this vibrating feeling go through my body. It was that kind of feeling through my hand, and I let go. And then the guy, John, said, what happened? And I says, I don't know. I says, I just felt something. So he yelled down to Jack and said, Jack, you didn't key the transmitter, did he? He says, oh, I think I did by accident when I plugged it in. I didn't think anything of it. It wasn't until about 6 hours later, I started to notice that my hand was getting numb. That night, about maybe 8, 9 o'clock at night, my hand split open like an overcooked hot dog and proud flesh was poking out of it. It had cooked my hand from the inside out. Okay? Okay. That was only a small amount of power. So that got me into a whole discussion with Jack Crowley about RF. So Jack took me back up to that transmitter site one day and said, I'm going to show you a trick. We brought a 3-foot traditional fluorescent light bulb tube up to that transmitter site. And he told me this was a 468 megahertz UHF transmitter. I remember it very well. And he calculated what a quarter wavelength in distance was from the mast. And he told me, hold this fluorescent tube horizontally at this exact distance. He says, don't be afraid. He goes, I'm going to go down and key the transmitter. I was afraid, Ann Louise. I thought, gee, I already got burnt by this transmitter. What's going to happen now? He says, no, don't be afraid. He says, but just watch what happens. He went down and keyed the transmitter. The fluorescent light bulb lit up. And I don't mean dimly. It lit up like it had 120 volts running through it. He said, because I was exactly at a quarter wavelength, he said it was able to oscillate into the tube and energize the fluorescent gases just the way electricity does. I mean, and so we think that RF doesn't really, because we can't see it, we can't feel it, it doesn't do anything. Then you take your cell phone and you put it next to your bedstand and you set your alarm clock and you go to sleep and that thing is talking to the cell site all night long. So it's radiating into your head, 10, 20, 15 inches away from your head. And that's been shown to actually impair your ability to get into the deepest stages of sleep, hasn't it, Ann Louise?
Yes, absolutely, because what it does is it neutralizes your ability to make melatonin, which is the anti-cancer hormone, by the way.
Right.
So there are so many ways in which this is making us sick, and I'm going to tell you something else that may catch the attention of your female listeners out there, and that is, in one particular study, this was from Austria, the researchers found that the frequent exposure to electromagnetic radiation caused an increase in levels of cortisol, which is that stress hormone when chronically elevated then leads to belly fat. And you've seen all of the taglines these days about getting rid of belly fat, zapping belly fat, and banishing belly fat. Well, I've got news for you. I don't think anybody's going to be able to do that, nor get their blood sugar imbalances in tow, as well as reduce cardiovascular problems until they understand that this type of radiation really impacts the body's biological system, the hormonal system. It decalcifies the cell membrane, and it starts to provide leaks in the blood-brain barrier.
Really?
So a whole variety of health woes is really connected to this little device. You know, this device that I think is making people sick, they're either their cell phones or their cordless phones. It's a very common device that not only will double your risk of getting a brain tumor, if you read the studies carefully, and they're not tweaked and they're not flawed studies that have come out from some of these scientists that have been paid off by the cell phone industries, but you're going to see that this is one of the greatest biological experiments that we have ever foisted on the human race. And it's only going to be when people start getting exceedingly sick, and I'm going to predict something that within the next 2 years you're going to see a spate of not just autism go through the roof, but you're going to see a problem with Alzheimer's, ADD, ADHD, and if you think the chronic fatigue and the fibromyalgia is bad now, just wait until this new two-year cycle comes, because this is when the smartphones are going to be in everybody's bedroom, everybody's home, and everybody's hand, including young children.
You know, it's funny.
But Parkinson's disease, I've always suspected that PD, which occurs in women more frequently after they go through menopause, because estrogen has a protective effect on the brain neurons. And once the estradiol levels drop to postmenopausal levels, it allows the brain to be subjected to greater insult. And I've always believed that PD is affected by women who hold their phone up to their head in postmenopausal because of the lack of estrogen protecting the brain. You know, there's I've been in the RF business. I've seen what it could do. I've always felt this way. In fact, I put off getting a smartphone until just a few months ago because I did not want my own excessively high powered personal. I call it a personal radiation device. That's what I call it.
Your personal radiation. But you know what the problem is, as I see it, because I travel wireless. I'm the only person on the planes, whether it's Delta, whether it's whatever name brand airline you're going to, they're now all wireless.
Right.
It isn't playing with some kind of device, or their children are playing with some kind of device. And the most toxic place to be, believe it or not, is in a plane. Do you realize that?
No, I didn't think of it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, sometimes it takes me weeks to recover, and it isn't just because of jet lag. It's because all of that microwave radiation that we're encased in has the ability to bounce off and be intensified by the metal that is the airplane.
Right.
So you're in this little tube there of this magnetic field, which is exceedingly uncomfortable. And that's why you see people that are very agitated. You see people where there's a lot of air rage. You talk about road rage. There's air rage in this day and time. Because we don't understand, maybe we will in 20 years when we think about all of the wireless radiation that we were exposed to and all of these little microwaves that we're putting next to our ears. It's unconscionable that people are so, it's not just that they're not aware, but when you start connecting the dots and you see individuals that were healthy individuals and that all of a sudden come down with paralysis on one side of their heads or have come down with a parotid gland tumor as I have, or an acoustic neuroma, or even a benign brain tumor, you've got to say to yourself, what has it been within the past 5 years that would make these kinds of very rare disease manifestations so prevalent in this day and age? It's technology, whether it's the phone you're using, the phone your neighbor's using, the wireless router that he keeps on 24/7 because you've unplugged yours, but he didn't unplug his,
right.
Or the proliferation on school buildings, on churches, of all of these cell phone antennas, which they're now paying quite a lot of money for to make sure that everybody's got not just one, but four.
Well, I'll tell you the real problem with airplanes now that I think about it, and I haven't really put this much thought into it, but I do know that pilots worry about being exposed to high levels of radiation the higher up you go from space coming down.
Yes, yes. You've got the gamma ray radiation.
Yes,
you do.
But one of the things you must understand, RF does not penetrate metal. You should think of it as resonating through metal. It's called the attenuation factor. What happens is RF that's incident on the outside of metal is that the metal ends up retransmitting the RF
Correct.
To the other side.
Correct. So it bounces off of there, and then you're going to get a double whammy.
So not only are you getting all of the RF that's inside the plane, but it is actually attracting and then concentrating all of the RF that's on the outside of the plane into the people that are inside of it.
Of course, it's like an antenna. So
yes.
It's an antenna within an antenna, and your brain acts as a fractal antenna, so you are getting double, triple whammy. I can't fly again. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. But never mind that. I'm going to California at Christmas. I'm thinking about wearing an aluminum suit.
Well, I'll tell you something, and here's the reality here, and some people will say as they're listening to us have this very scintillating conversation, not everybody is as sensitive as perhaps we are. And I've always wondered why some people are and some people aren't. We're kind of the canaries in the coal mine.
I actually have a theory about it. I've spoken about it on the show before.
Good. Well, I want to hear your theory because mine has to do with the autonomic nervous system, that those of us that are sympathetic dominant to begin with really have problems when we're exposed to these RF frequencies or even electromagnetic frequencies that come from your appliances. It doesn't even have to be radio frequencies from some device. So I believe that we're just wired a little differently, but that 35% of us, according to some of the research that was done in England, have some degree of electromagnetic allergy, I'd like to say. It's almost like you're allergic to the
right.
digital age.
Intolerance, right.
And as we have more of these devices with the information carrying waves that the cell phones proliferate, then more of us are going to become sensitive. And it's only when we reach critical mass that something is going to be done to put some kind of protective barrier within the cell phones, within the cordless phones, within your wireless routers, et cetera, so that we're protected, because there are not going to be a lot of buyers.
It's impossible to protect, and I want to address this. Hold on a second. The theory that I have is quite a bit more basic, more organic chemistry esque, if you will. I'm a firm believer in that men accumulate iron at a much higher rate than women.
Oh, wait a minute! I know where you're going. You're going to the copper connection.
You know when I thought about this, watching the first X-Men or the second X-Men movie, where Magneto had somebody, they injected the guy with ferritin or something, and then he magnetized it out of his blood and made a big ball out of it, and then used that to break the glass. And I thought to myself, you know, we do have iron in us, and it is susceptible to magnetic radiation. And those of us who accumulate more, we know that part of the aging process is the accumulation or the overaccumulation of iron in the cells. And men do this at a much faster rate than women until women go through menopause. And that's why I've actually done shows about men should be giving blood at least once every 2 to 3 months to rid themselves, get a fresh pint or two of blood in the body, and then they thin out the amount of irons
it's such a magnetic mineral.
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of women, because we accumulate more copper, which is more estrogenetic.
Yes.
And copper is a major conductor. I think that's brilliant.
It makes some of us are better antennas than others because of the metallic content in our body.
Yes, or the metal that's in our mouths.
Yes, and that's a whole nother, I mean, oh my God. It's amazing. It's amazing. We have to take a break. Sometimes my head spins because I don't know what to do first in my life to try to increase the quality of my life. But clearly a book like this, the reason I love your book is because quite often we spend so much time focusing on the problem and scaring the bejeebers out of ourselves that nobody comes up with any solutions, and you've actually taken the time to come up with some solutions. And I want to talk a little bit about those when we come back. We're talking with Ann Louise Gittleman. Her book is called Zapped: Why Your Cell Phone Should Not Be Your Alarm Clock, and 1268 ways to outsmart the hazards of electronic pollution. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner to add today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Anne-Louise Gittleman about her book, Zapped. Anne-Louise, I have to ask you a question before we get into like some of the things that can be done so that people don't feel helpless, and we'll give them an idea of the type of things that they'll find in the book.
Yes.
So you mentioned that you came down with one of these tumors. Is that how you got started on all this?
Yes. Unbelievably so, and we didn't know for years what the problem was. It was a parotid gland tumor, and I started growing this little lump out the side of my neck, and I just ignored it because I just ignored it. I've never had anything like that, didn't know what it was, thought it would go away, but it was my estheticians who said, you know, you've got to get this checked. This could be a lymph node. I said, oh, it's too low to be a lymph node, but
right.
In any event, it started growing to the extent where I couldn't ignore it. And interestingly enough, I found a surgeon whom I felt comfortable with. He took it out. He said, it is a benign, thank God, parotid gland tumor, at which point I said to him, this was 2005, so why was I lucky enough to have one of these? What caused me to pick up one of these things?
Right.
He said, well, we really don't know, but actually we did know, because there was research that was eventually published in one of the epidemiological journals that showed that individuals that use their cell phone predominantly 50% more time more on one side of their head had a greater occurrence of these parotid gland tumors. And then again in 2011, there was an Israeli journal that talked about the rise in both benign and cancerous parotid gland tumors in the Israeli population, because these are people that are absolutely hooked on their cell phones.
Right.
They're probably the fourth largest cell phone consuming
I know.
In the world. So my point being is I then, you know, did the research for the book and quite honestly then learned what my tumor was all about. I did the research not because I had known that that's what created the problem, but the real reason for doing the research was because I was seeing these strange things happening with my clients, and then all of a sudden I uncovered why I myself was a victim of my cell phone. And I was a cell phone addict. I was doing interviews. If a little was good, a lot was better. I was using my phone all the time during a publicity foray for the Fatflush plan. I was in New York. I was
right.
In Los Angeles. I was making appointments. I was talking to this producer, that producer. And, you know, it's very handy, and I understood that. And if a little was good, a lot was better. And I'm one of those individuals that can become addicted to things involved with work or little gadgets like this that made my life so easy. And now I really have to be very careful because this is cumulative.
Right.
You know, what people don't understand is that the accumulation of radiation and even this RF frequency that we're talking about is cumulative and it's chronic. So a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit from the side and a little bit from your neighbor's house is going to impact you eventually, and we don't know what the breaking point is.
You know, it's amazing to me because the World Health Organization, which is obviously sensitive to industry and commerce before they come out and say anything, not too long ago, deemed that cellular telephones are a class 2B carcinogen.
Yes.
And no one paid attention to that. And in fact, there was a woman in Scandinavia that was supposed to come on my show a year ago, but she started getting some really harsh threats. And eventually she didn't come on. She was exposing some things about the cellular phone industry there in Scandinavia, which they're another high user of cell phones. She just couldn't do the show. She said, I can't do the show. I can't do this anymore. I'm getting threats and so on. You know, the cell phone industry is a big, big industry. It's very, very tied to politics, and they are not going to give this up without a fight. They're going to try to convince people that, no, they're harmless. Everything is fine, and they're funding studies every single day to say, no, they're harmless. There's nothing wrong with cell phones.
Yes, and they're the only people that are funding studies. See, that's the thing that people don't understand, because when they read these epidemiological studies, you know, that come out, the Interphone study and the studies that have come out since then, people feel that, you know, scientists are very... They want to find the truth, you know, about a situation. But these scientists are bought and paid for by the cell phone industry. There are only several of them. There are only a handful that I can recount that I've actually interviewed for the book that are independent and are not tied at all to industry. And one of those, and you can Google him on the Internet, is Henry Lai, L-A-I, out of the University of Washington. And another one is Dr. Martin Blank, who talks about the human brain as being a fractal antenna and how this RF frequency impacts DNA. It actually distorts and bends DNA, which then is precipitated by stress proteins that are picked up at very, very low frequencies by the system. And so it's breaking the DNA. DNA can't repair itself, and you pass down DNA from one generation to another, which is...
So it's epigenetic, in other words. The effects are epigenetic as well.
It's hugely so,
yeah.
Which is why you're going to be seeing more problems with our up-and-coming generation. I mean, the answer is not Ritalin or is not drugs or is not this, that, and the other. And you're seeing it even among adults that are so, that, you know, we're a nation that's addicted. And you know, they'll figure out the ramifications later, particularly Americans. It's very sad, but there are ways in which we can protect ourselves, and I think we should empower people to understand that there's some very easy things they can do in terms of lifestyle changes.
Okay. Let's talk about it. We have a few minutes before this next break. A short list. What are some of the big things that you think people can do right away?
Okay, I think that in terms of what they need to do is limit the electronics in the bedroom and turn off your wireless router at night. That's very important because, as we have mentioned earlier in the show, electropollution has been clearly linked to sleep disturbances, including the complete removal of melatonin.
And isn't it funny that one of the most growing problems in this country is people's inability to sleep?
Oh, I know that. And a lot of it has to do with a constant cortisol surges and lows that are impacted in terms of the autonomic nervous system because of all the constant radiation. The other thing you need to do, which just reiterates what we've spoken about, is to replace that cordless phone with a corded landline.
Yes.
Because what people, again, have to remember, that similar to a cell phone emitting signals to a tower, that cordless phone in your home, in your office, is continually signals to the base station in your home.
Yes, and that, so it's like you have your own cell phone tower in your home, and the power that those things put out is
much higher. Oh, it's absolutely
higher.
Amazing, especially these gigahertz ones that I'm seeing come out as of late, because I spoke on one because it looked as if it was a corded phone. Now, during the day, you should keep your cell phone away from your body as much as possible.
Okay.
Don't carry that cell phone in your back pocket or on your body. It can radiate and affect the hip.
Do you know, I never carried a cell phone in my back pocket, except I was in Phoenix not too long ago. For about 18 months, and I got a new cell phone, and I started throwing, it wasn't a smartphone, it was just a little flip phone, I started throwing it in my back right pocket. Now, I'm an avid trainer. I train in the gym almost daily. You know, I'm in really great shape. I kept this cell phone in my back pocket for probably about 3.5 months. Do you know I developed a chronic what do they call not bursitis, but tendonitis in the insertion point of my hamstring where it meets my glute. And the only thing I can attribute it to is that phone was right there for days, weeks, months, radiating into the, my buttocks.
Mm-hmm. So it's very possible because we're connecting this with problems with all kinds of joint problems, by the way, which are now going through the roof as well with people. So yes. And the other thing is that, you not only should be limiting your cell phone use, period, but limit your cell phone use, especially where reception is not
yes.
good. Okay, because here's the thing. The weaker the reception, the more juice your phone has to use to transmit and get to a tower. And interestingly enough, in the rural areas, they see an increase in parotid gland tumors because the phone has to power up to get to some kind of tower, which is spaced so much more at distance than if people were in a city or a more urbanized area.
And, in fact, there is an app that you can get for your BlackBerry, your Droid, but not for your iPhone, that actually measures that and tells you how much power you're putting out. It goes from green to yellow to red, like a dial. I had my 14-year-old install it on her iPhone, and I explained to her, don't ever use your phone when it's anything above green. And she has one of those jailbroken iPhones, she calls it. Mine is an iPhone with Verizon. iPhone will not offer that app in the iTunes store. There's a reason for that. They don't want people to realize what a terrible offender this phone is of producing radiation, because the word is out. People are starting to realize, you know, I don't want all that radiation in my brain. I just don't want it.
Or ears or tongue or tonsils, because there's been an increase in all those kinds of cancers, by the way.
Yeah. Let's do this. We have to take our last commercial break,
ahead.
I'm being told. When we come back, we will finish up the interview. We're talking with Ann Louise Gittleman. Her book is called Zapped. You can get it on Amazon.com. A very important book, because you need to not only know that there is a problem, but also what you can do about it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small small print from 8 inches, my overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called Rich.
Hey! Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest, Ann Louise Gittleman, author of the book Zapped. Why your cell phone shouldn't be your alarm clock. A lot of people do use their cell phone as their alarm clock. Do you find that alarming, no pun intended?
Very alarming, yes, because what you're doing is you're not keeping that cell phone with the emitting antenna at least 6 inches from your head, which is the gauge. That's the gold standard at this point.
Right.
So it's alarming because people view all kinds of digital devices as just an extension of themselves, not realizing that your organs are in fact electronic, and run by electricity. So that when you impact your brain or your heart, which is very definitely impacted by the cordless phones as well as the cell phones, you're affecting the way in which your whole body functions. So there's a biological effect that people don't seem to take into consideration, but that has been very well analyzed, certainly through some of the studies that I quote in Zapped, and people have to understand that even though electropollution may be one of the biggest issues of the time, it's not because that these devices are heating the tissue. They're in fact affecting the DNA on a cellular level. So there's a major biological effect that impacts the system in major ways, whether it's the cell membrane function or it's making the cell membranes unglued because we're losing calcium. And then there's a whole range of symptoms that's related to this sensitivity that 35% of us have, from respiratory, cardiac, neurological symptoms. And years ago, I think we can all remember back when nobody that we knew of had a brain tumor. But nowadays, we all know 1 or 2 people that have some kind of brain tumor.
Actually, 3. The esthetician that I see, who is a friend of ours, just said that she knows 3 different people who have all been diagnosed with brain tumors. And I said to her, do they all use iPhones? And she says, I don't really know, but I think they do.
Well, they all do because everybody does.
Yeah.
Everybody does, even our 5- and 8-year-olds, which is very, very very, very disconcerting to me, because in Europe, it's prohibited for children to use iPhones or cell phones in general until they're 18 years old. And that's what the Germans believe, that's what the Russians believe, the Japanese. So let me just tell you something. Europe is far ahead of us in terms of all of this, and politics just rule the roost in terms of what's going on in this country. So I think that we've really discovered, you and I have now uncovered the most inconvenient truth of all, and that is that our digital age may be killing us. So what price of convenience? You know, what price for convenience? It's costing us our health. And I think as the years go on and we're proven right, because you're seeing all the signs. You're seeing the signs out there from the three people that your esthetician knows that have brain cancer to everybody that we know that has recurring flus, problems with the heart. Heart arrhythmias have gone through the roof.
Right.
Problems with asthma, problems with skin eruptions, which is all being connected, by the way, to the impact of some of these radio frequency waves on the mast cells of the skin. So all of this is impacting us. And again, if you could just go into your house and make it a healing haven, that's one thing. But you're still engaged in all of these digital devices when you're in the privacy of your own home. And that's what concerns me, which goes back to what you need to do to protect yourself. If you're going to at all be using your cell phone, which everybody is, text instead of text. I think text, let your fingers do the talking.
Right.
rather than using it near you. Of course, you're still holding it, but at least it's not near your brain. And you've got to get a headset. I mean, those wireless headsets contain radiation-emitting transmitters like the Bluetooth headsets I see everybody wearing. That's why you've got to use a plastic ear tube near the earpiece, because plastic doesn't conduct the radiation. So that's right. One thing that you can do. And if you're going to use your phone at all, chat near a window. Yeah, because when you're traveling in that car, train, your phone hops from cell phone tower to cell phone tower finding new signals, so that requires a lot of input, a lot of juice, and a big output of radiation. So that metal box in the car, just like the plane, causes the radiation waves to bounce around, which then again will boost their intensity, as you and I have discussed. And I think the distance and intensity is probably your best friend. So you've got to follow at least the 6-inch rule.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep that phone 6 inches away from you, okay, because then it loses its power, it loses its intensity.
You know, there's a company out of Australia, because I've actually looked into this, because I'm having my bedroom painted right now. There's a company out of Australia called EMR, and they sell shielding products. And one of the products they sell is a carbon-based paint that can be used as a primer. Now, the reason you want to use carbon, I learned on an earlier show that we did about this subject, is if you use metal, we talked about it before, metal actually attracts RF and attenuates it and then concentrates it and then sends it on into the room. So in the old days, we used to use screen rooms, which were copper screens, but the reason that the screen room breaks down the RF is because the RF can pass through some parts, but not other parts, so it shears it and causes something called destructive interference, which kind of causes the RF to die, if you will. But a solid sheet of metal won't do that. It won't create a complete shield. Some RF will get in. So if you turn to these carbon-based products, this company sells carbon-based paint that has a 100% guaranteed reduction of electronic fields, and it's suitable for interior applications as well.
Yes, I have that. My room, I did that last year. So my bedroom is painted with that black carbon.
How do you sleep?
I got it here in this country. We actually connect to it, I think, on ruzap.com, which I invite everybody to visit, by the way, ruzap.com, and also go to annlouise.com so that you can get all of our blogs so that we can update you and all the good news and all the empowering things that you need to do. And I'm sitting here right now on my landline phone, and I'm being grounded so that the voltage from my computers and all the electronics that I'm surrounding myself with will be dissipated.
Right.
So there's a ton of things that you can do. And then someday you should visit Idaho. It looks like you're in Las Vegas.
No, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky.
How would I have known that? Okay, sounded like you were in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You come to Idaho someday, and you'll take a tour of my home. It is a wireless-free zone, and we actually sleep in an RF tent. So not only did we paint with the Y Shield paint, the carbon-based black paint, which you then paint over so you can't see it.
Right.
But we sleep in a tent. It's almost like a Faraday cage.
So do you notice any changes in your sleep, how you feel around the house?
I'm going to tell you something, because as a female at a certain age and stage of life, my sleep ain't what it used to be, but
right.
I sleep much more soundly. I also sleep with grounded sheets that are grounded to the earth so that I'm getting all of these negative electrons that'll dissipate some of the, how shall we say this, it's some of the free radicals that could be coming in from various amounts of sources, you know, from some of the environmental sources and this, that, and the other, but I sleep much better, yes. I sleep more soundly. I wake up once or twice, but I can go back to sleep, which was not the case years ago. And my cortisol levels for the first time in ages are now rising. My cortisol levels were very low because when you get into phase three, or it's the alarm stage. It's actually not the alarm stage. It's this. It's the third stage of adrenal burnout, which one would do if you've written 30 books like I have. Then you don't have your cortisol anymore. So all of this has been shown with before and after studies that we've done with salivary hormone testing to be normalized. Yes, yes, yes on all of the above. And so there are things you need to do, because those of us that write about these things, we are very sensitive ourselves, or we would never know enough to write about these things and share what we're finding so that other people can be empowered and learn to live with the gadgets that we can't live without.
I love it. I love it. It's a great book. Go to Amazon.com and get your copy of Zapped, Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock, and more importantly, 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. Anne-Louise, thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Well, thank you so much for being such a knowledgeable host.
Oh, wow. Well, who knew those past experiences would come in handy someday?
exceedingly so. Yes. This was very engaging for me as well, so I thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you. We'll have you back on again sometime, okay?
My pleasure. Okay. Thank you.
And I also want to thank Julie and Charles Mayfield for coming on earlier in the show and talking about their new book, Paleo Comfort Food, another great book. Two good books that you should go out and buy, one for your tummy and one for your brain, keeping it safe from RF. We'll see everybody tomorrow with an episode of Casual Friday. It's going to be a great show. Elisa has been working feverishly. We'll see you tomorrow.